This morning, Alejandro was asking how it is that I was able to go for so many years, pretty well, 7 days a week, either groups or individual sessions, and not get exhausted. So the answer is I don't really know. And it seems that, well, we say that about Kira as well. We say we're always hearing Kira is doing this and doing that and taking care of this and raising money and going here and going there. And we ask her to do anything. She says yes, and she does it. So how come? Well, what I think it is once you are genuinely available for other people, not about what you get, but just being available, you are available, something else takes over. Because we're not separate from whatever else there is. And how come I said the same thing over and over and over, and it still sounded fresh to me, let alone to other people? And what that was is, when tuning into someone, it's unique. They are unique. They're unique in this moment. The moment is unique. So tuning in, and then, in a way, getting out of the way. That means there's all the ideas, there's all the training, there's all the conditioning, there's all the theory. Disconnect. And in that disconnection, something else comes through. It's is as though being fed information from somewhere else. The way I've experienced it is, and I can't really define it, it doesn't come as words. And it comes as in a package. And it's as though the brain unsorts it a bit and then looks around for suitable symbols or suitable words to get as close to possible what's coming through. But the thing is to get out of the way and let it come through. And then the system doesn't get so exhausted. And even when it does, it charges up quickly. It's not quite the same for me now. Because if I do tune into somebody, there's a huge shift in frequency and vibration, which is more exhausting. So I do get exhausted after in the body, and the mind and emotions as well. Now, here's the thing. That's when you're doing therapy or whatever we call it for other people. But you see, we can live our life that way. I really mean it. I absolutely mean this. So just let me state one thing. I have absolutely no idea what is, and I seem so clear about what isn't. Absolutely clear. What doesn't work, obvious. And one of the things that seems to work is, here we go again, be here now. Just here, just now. Yes, taking no thought of tomorrow. Yes, there is a past. Yes, it's having an influence, but don't go there. Just let it be there, like a mist. And you be here, and you be now. And like I keep saying frequently now, do what you're doing. Say what you're saying. Feel what you're feeling. And think what you're thinking. Don't let anything be automatic. Don't let any syllable come out of your mouth that you're not with and aware of. And that doesn't mean you interfere or you do it. Get out of the way and hear it at the same time. The essence is to be in this very moment. Forget your stories. Or if you do say a story, say it now. Because it can be of use to somebody as an experience. So what we're saying is don't be automatic. Be present. Be alive. Be juicy. Be funny. You see, if you do that, it's just like you've taken a plug and plugged it into thousands of volts of existence. And there's a transformer there that changes the voltage into something you can handle, and it just comes tumbling through you. Life lives you. You don't have to live life anymore. It lives you. it'll tell you where to go and what to do and what to say. Just out of the way and let it come through.